Chrysanthemum Cliff, personal question.
Yes.
Do you have any whimsical underpants?
I don't. When I used to wear like just boxers, you know, like like normal boxers, my underwear were very, very whimsical. Boxer briefs do not come in as much whimsy as you might think. And the ones that are whimsical are very expensive.
If Brighton Mary Brooke is listening and she wants to get you your very first Christmas whimsy boxer sock combo, because I know you like whimsical socks.
I do.
These come in sizes small through 2X.
Nice.
And they are essentially Santa and the belt. They're not dirty, Cliff.
No,
they're whimsical and adorable with the matching socks. And they're on a website called tipsyelves.com.
Now,
if this sounds fun to you, but you're like, oh, boxers are not for me, guess what? TipsyElves.com also has ugly Christmas sweaters like Santa Claus riding a unicorn, you know, or Santa Claus bending down and showing his crack, like Naughty Santa kinds of ugly Christmas sweaters. They also, in addition to clothes, they have little fun gift ideas. So, you know, if you have people at work or people that you have that like $15 maximum for, and you want to maybe get one of those little ornamental wine corks that's for the holidays, or, you know, any of those types of things, or baby onesies for someone that just had a kid, you know, white elephant gifts, like a baby Yoda chia pet, like
nice.
Those type things are also, they've got a Bob Ross chia pet as well. That's hilarious. Oh my God, Cliff. Sorry, they've got a Tacosaurus Rex, which is a dinosaur taco holder.
That's great.
TipsyElves.com.
They have a shirt that has Santa winking on it that says, "Ask your mom if I'm real." And that's good. That's good. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, no, Tipsy Elves. There's lots of stuff there. Are you have some Norwegian ancestry, correct, Heather?
I do, yeah.
Same. Just all Scandinavia up in here. So in Scandinavia, their postal service, first of all, their postal service is older than our country, which is crazy. It's called Posten. I don't speak Norwegian. Like I wish I did, but Posten Norge, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
Their postal service is 375 years old, which is very old.
Wow.
That's very old. They released a commercial, and so I want to put that in perspective. So think about that. This is the National Norwegian Postal Service. So this would be as if USPS released this commercial in the United States, right? To celebrate the 50-year anniversary in 2022 of essentially gay people being able to get married in Norway. So they've had a number of different, you know, laws were passed. But as of 50 years ago, any gender could marry any gender legally in Norway, which is fantastic. Like, it's crazy to me that it was 50 years ago in Norway and like 7 years ago here. They released the postal service released a commercial called When Harry Met Santa, featuring two well-known Scandinavian actors. I do not know who these guys are. Johan Ahn and Terje Stromdahl. One of those guys is a dude in a house and the other one is Santa Claus. And I don't know which is which. And, one of them is up late one night getting a drink of water and he turns around and sees Santa there. And Santa kind of looks at him and, you know, pops up the chimney and it's love at first sight. So every year, and progressively, you know, the next year he's like kind of trying to, you know, like maybe I can find it. It'll be nice. And then the next year he's like, you know, putting on a special outfit, spritzing himself cologne, trying to meet Santa. And it's very obvious that Santa is returning his affections. They are both, you know, spending a little time together. You know, he's giving him special presents every year and it is adorable and just so sweet. But then as it goes on, he starts getting just heartbroken that he only gets to see Santa once a year because that's the only time he gets to see him. And so he's sad and Santa's sad and everyone's sad. And so he sends a letter to Santa that says, "All I want for Christmas is you," and mails it off to Santa from him. And you know, he one more time gets dressed up. And then as he's waiting for Santa, someone knocks on his door And he goes opens. There's a lady outside. She says, "Hey, these presents got delivered to me, and they're for you." And so he says, "Okay." And he brings him inside. He turns around, and Santa's in his living room. And Santa says something along the lines of, "You know, this year I got a little help so I could spend more time with you." And it's the sweetest thing in the world. And they kiss, and it's lovely. And, like, you know, you get a little of that cut and onion stuff going on. And then it pops up a thing that says, "In 2022, Norway marks 50 years of being able to love whomever we want." And it's just so sweet, Heather. And I, like, first of all, I was just overwhelmed by how cool it was, and how, what a unique commercial. And then it's also like, can you imagine what would happen if the post office did that here? Like, there would be people with torches, and it would be terrible. So I don't know. I'll put it in our show notes. You should absolutely go watch it, but you can also just go search up When Harry Met Santa, because it's delightful. Absolutely delightful.
I love when other countries come out with these elaborate commercials and pieces that are just, I mean, not for no reason, but like a lot of times they just put so much more effort into.
It's 4.5 minutes long. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically like a Taylor Swift music video. Mm-hmm. When in America, we're throwing commercials together in a couple of days. It's like, oh, here you go. And unless it's the Super Bowl, it's not very special. So this is not new for other countries to outdo us on all the feels.
It was very cool. Very cool.